Minnesota News Network. Good morning, I'm Brent Palm. Minnesotans and small businesses could be paying significantly more for health insurance next year. Department of Commerce Deputy Commissioner Julia Dreyer says health insurers recently submitted their proposed rates for 2026 plans.
Increases in the individual market are on average between a little over 7% up to 26%. And increases in the small group market are between just a little under 7% and up to around 17%.
Dreyer says changes in the budget reconciliation bill could result in fewer tax credits available for people to use toward their health insurance premiums. The new state budget passed by lawmakers includes an extension of unemployment benefits for more than 600 miners laid off up in the Iron Range. DFL Senator Grant Hochschild says this gives families some peace of mind.
I think this makes sure that they can at least have some certainty going into the year. What we know is that Minorca in particular is being weatherized, which indicates to the workers that it's possible this mine could be closed into next winter.
The extended benefits are for an additional 26 weeks and are scheduled to last until next summer. A former member of the Iranian Revolutionary Guard is in custody in Minnesota. The Department of Homeland Security says 56-year-old Marin Sahali was arrested by ICE agents Sunday in St. Paul. He was convicted of being a felon in possession of a firearm and sentenced to 15 months in prison. Prosecutors claim he stayed in the U.S. illegally in June of 2022 and that he's a former member of a group with admitted connections to Hezbollah. Sahali remains in the Sherburne County Jail. And the Minnesota Twins' comeback fell one run short in a 6-5 loss to the Mariners last night at Target Field. School is out and summer is here, which means Minnesota parents need to keep an eye on their teenagers' screen time. U of M professor Jody Dworkin says it's quite the adjustment for kids.
Once summer comes around, they do tend to have a lot more free time. And it can be easy to sort of fall into a habit of spending a lot more time online for more social purposes than they might have during the school year.
She says talking to kids about online citizenship, being clear about what's unsafe to post, and paying attention to behavioral changes can all help kids develop healthy social media habits. And the Minnesota Lynx fell to 12-2 after a 68-64 loss to the Mystics last night in Washington. The Lynx scored just 9 points in the fourth quarter. Alana Smith had a career-high 26 points, and Jessica Shepard added 12 and 15 rebounds. All-star forward Nafisia Collier missed her second game in a row with a sore back. This is MNN.